WMFO in Medford. Right, I make you laugh. This is Rising, WMFO in Medford. We've got a lot of new songs tonight. Bottom of the hour, we're going to have Nat Friedberger and Bruno Giordano come in, talk about a show that we're putting together this Friday night. Right now, I'm going to play some new tunes. This is new stuff by Bricks and Mortar.
This is the best song I think we ever wrote. Right up there.
Don't Feel Much Like Dancing. Name of that was Feel Like Dancing. That was live from Mellow Bravo, who I'm pretty sure have a full release of that live show coming up. A couple of new ones and an older one. Joy Division with Love Will Tear Us Apart, and started with brand new Bricks and Mortar off their debut release called Something Ain't Right. The song I played was This One's For You. It's 812 WMFR in Medford. As I said at the top of the hour, we're going to have Nat Friedberg and Bruno Giordano come in. This show is all about the Sizzler. It's going on this Friday night at the Square Root. We got the High End. We have Freeloader and Kate Redgate. It's an event put on by myself, Sky Bar Rising, and Rum Bar Records, Lou Mansdorf's production. And I'm going to play music by all the bands involved. And I'm going to have, as I said, those two guys come in and talk a bit about it and maybe play a couple. In addition, though, we have... We have a lot of music to get to, and I'm going to play a band now that was, Lou and I did this last year, we had a sizzler last year at the Square Root that had the high end, the Dents and Carissa Johnson. It was a rare appearance by the Dents. I don't think they played since, as far as that goes. But here's a tune by the Dents. I'm going to play some other songs and a couple of, well, one new one anyway. And in about 15 minutes, we'll have the guys in. Here's one by the Dents.
Desperation fills the air. There's no more late nights.
That was Danny the K with Skate Away, his brand new stuff, Cigarettes and Silhouettes. Before that, the Amplifier Heads, Rock Rules. Band called Structure Sounds with a song called Waves. The Dents would Let Me Go. It's 8:24. I'd say in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be ready to go with the guys. But I'm going to play, this is fairly new. This is a band called Hammered Saint. I'm going to play probably three or four more songs, and then we'll be back and talk all about Sizzler. Play music by bands involved. Stuff like that. Here's Hammered Saint.
I have a man of real accomplishment, a great grandfather, who you once it touched my lady.
How fine you are, how fine you are, how fine you are,
how fine you are,
how fine you are.
Only your sweet love can set me free.
Insta sex in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Thank you.
All right, that was Freeloader with Give Me What's Left of Your Love. Before that, new John Paul Heider with Knoxville, Hammer at Saint with Dirty Work. I'm here with Bruno and Nat. How you doing, guys?
Good. Hey, how are you?
Good. We're here to plug the Sizzler. It's Friday night.
Sizzler. Yeah.
With Freeloader.
Freeloader.
The high end.
Yeah.
And Kate Redgate.
And Rosie.
In Rosie Square.
Right? Yeah. Love that venue. How long have we had live music there?
I'd say pretty much since they opened. Yeah, it's my brother's place.
Yeah.
So it's been, I want to say it's 5 years since it's been.
And you survived the crash.
You survived the crash. You survived the pandemic. Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
that, right.
That's a tough double because most places did not survive the pandemic.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But I don't know if your listeners know about the crash that you're referring to.
No, but they probably don't.
Yeah.
Which was the car driving through the front of the venue.
Not the venue itself, but the building,
right.
The building, the other storefront, yeah.
Right, next. It missed it by like 5 feet or
something. Yeah, exactly. It was pretty scary.
And there wasn't much downtime, though. How long were you shut down from that?
They were shut down about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's not bad considering. Yeah. Like
exactly.
I said.
Right.
So you've had live music there pretty much. I love how it has the glass. It's like it's a wide open space.
Yeah. It's a good space. It was designed, you know, with the intent of it always being live music, so the sound's good.
Yeah.
The sound system was designed custom to the space. I mean, you know, kudos to Anthony and everybody he had working with him on that. You know, the architects, the sound guys, you know, were all, you know, on point on that. So it's good.
And
it's an awesome space.
Yeah.
And Nat's been in a couple times, but they haven't had you in here before, Bruno. How long have the high end been together?
I think we're together about 8 years almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lengthy run.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You were there pre-Square Root. You were
right,
band.
We were together pre-Square Root, exactly.
And then the Square Root came, you almost like the house band. You play there a bit.
We play there a bit. We try not to make it too much, because, I mean, who comes see if you're playing every 3.5 weeks?
Right.
So they're like, oh, they're there again? Forget
right,
it.
Yeah, right.
We'll see you next time. No. But, yeah, we're trying to space it out a lot.
Yeah.
A lot more. And you know, make it count. Like that's kind of one of the good things I think that we're trying to do for the band. Like not try to play too much and saturate it. You know.
Yeah.
Plus it's other bands got to get in there too, right? There are other bands looking for places to play. It's not fair for us to play all the time.
And that isn't a jammed area. Like there aren't a lot of clubs in that area, so it's a good spot too for that. You don't have like one next door or one down the street.
No, not really.
So it's kind of good in that regard.
Exactly.
And Nat, you're with Freeloader.
Yep.
Want to tell me about the guys in the band?
That's Charles Hansen on guitar and Jim Janota, my old upper crust bandmate, on drums. And now we have John Sheeran playing bass.
Nice.
It's a solid crew. It's an all-star, as I said, it's an all-star band.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So these two bands, and I don't know if you guys, you're probably not that familiar with Kate Redgate, but she's fantastic. She was on the show about a month ago, played a couple songs. She has a CD out on Rumbar called Light Under the Door. I'm going to play a couple by her after in a bit. But you ready to do one, Nat?
Sure.
To the best of your abilities.
I'll do it to the best of my abilities. That's all I can.
That's all we can ask
for. All I can promise.
It should be awesome.
Always is.
This one is. What is this one called? I don't remember.
We don't need a name, really.
It'll all come to me.
Yeah.
We'll
figure it out.
It's not on any either of the Freeloader records, but there it goes. If heaven was a carrot, then hell would be a stick. Motivate me through this world to keep me moving quick. I'd dress up in my Sunday best with this outfit's armor mail, and I'd tip my hat to heaven, but I'd genuflect to hell. Well, when I dive in the sky, ball some golden cloud, I'd like to join the heavenly host and get in with that crowd. I'd cross the street so as not to meet those who from grace have failed, and I'd tip my hat to heaven. Genuflect to hell.
dare not come near that place where sinners dwell. And I tip my hat to heaven, but I genuflect to hell.
Did you think of the name?
Yeah. Tip my hat to heaven.
There you go. Is there upcoming any freeloader material?
Yeah, that will eventually be a single coming out as soon as we get our ass back in the studio.
All right, fantastic. Bruno.
Yeah.
You're good to go. You want me to play a couple songs here?
Well, now that not warmed up the room, I might as well go. Right.
Yeah. Why don't you go? I'm gonna play a high-end tune.
Yeah.
Play some Kate Redgate, but why don't you play one, and then we'll come back. And
So I don't normally sing in the band. I don't do backups, and I don't usually play acoustic, so this is gonna be kind of fun.
Hey, this you gotta try stuff, right?
That's right, exactly. All right, this one's off the first full length. We're working on the second full length coming out in the fall. It's called To Be Alive.
Lead singing stuff.
Well, I only hope Johnny's still talking to me tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a nice job. And you say there is, you're working on another full length?
Yeah, we got a full length. It's pretty much done. Masters are done. Artwork is just getting the final touches on.
And we're going to throw that out on Rumbar?
On Rumbar, yeah. October 6th is the date. We're going to drop it. We've got some of the singles are up on Bandcamp now.
You got a date and everything. That's,
yeah, we got a show.
Usually
coming.
People are cagey about that. They said, I don't know, at some point in the fall or sometime next 3 months, we're going to have something out.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool that you have a date.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play something off of here.
Okay.
I'm going to play some Kate. I'm going to play a high-end tune, and we'll come back and chat a bit. I think Nat's got one more in him, but this is something by the high-end. Kate Redgate with Light Under the Door off the release of the same name. She will be at the Sizzler along with the High End and Freeloader this Friday night. And I got to get this out of the way. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. As I should say, this is Rising with Sky Bar, WMFO in Medford. And here with Nat and Bruno. And Nat, are you, you write a lot. Do you ever have moments where you're stuck writing, or is it something, when you have those moments, is it like, oh, geez, am I ever going to write anything again?
Yeah, totally.
you do.
I went through like 3 years of writing a couple songs a week, and then it stopped for a few months, and I thought, okay, well, you know, that's it. But then it started.
You thought, like,
up,
career over.
Yeah, I know. And then it started to pick up again lately. So, no, like, incredible hits, but.
Oh, they're solid songs.
Yeah, but I'm starting to write again. So.
Do you get nerved up when that happens?
Yeah.
Or are you like, ah, well, it's just that's just the way it is.
Well, it's, you know.
It's unnerving a bit.
It's unnerving, but I figure I'm so lucky to have been able to continue to play and, you know, write music and play.
Well, yeah.
Up to this advanced age, so, you know, what the hell?
Yeah, no, you've done some great stuff. You could hang it up, so to speak, tomorrow, and you'd have a wealthy catalog to what you've done in the past with all your bands. But yeah, I always wonder that. Like, is it a oh my God, am I ever gonna?
Yeah, no.
But you find it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some anxiety as the days slip into weeks, and you're going, well, I may, this, you know. But yeah, I'm starting to write again, so I feel better.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you ever write a song and then say, oh my God, that song I wrote 5 years ago just switched around a little bit?
I haven't had that experience.
That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. Yeah, not
who does the writing in the High End? Is it a team effort, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I tend to bring a musical idea to the band. Like something that I'll record at home and say, "Hey, I got this idea, and let's everyone put their hands on it a little bit and see what we want to do." Johnny also comes to me with ideas that he's got worked up, and he says, "What do you think?" And then I'll do the same thing. I'll kind of like work on it a little bit, or we'll work on it.
And this is the musical end of it?
Yeah, the musical end. But when Johnny comes through, he's usually got a melody and some lyrics. Because, of course, he writes the lyrics and the melodies, right? Which I don't.
Okay,
right?
So yeah. Johnny's the lyric guy for the most part.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's going to sing them. I'm not going to give him lyrics. Say, hey, sing this thing that's important about me. It's
like, right.
That makes no sense.
Right.
You know, from my perspective. But, and then we try to work it together and, you know.
You all flesh it out together.
Exactly. That's kind of the way we do it, you know.
Yeah,
I've been using, you know, the software. It puts a drum beat on it, and my drummer first time says, "Where'd you get the drummer?" It's like, this is some garbage. Don't let that sway you one way or the other.
One of those guys that does everything by yourself, no drums, no, it's all on the.
No. Yeah,
they do that. People do that though, right? Nowadays,
you
just go on a computer and.
Right.
I don't know if that's a good thing. It seems. Doesn't seem like it to me, but I don't know. I guess it's easier for people to produce music, but I don't know, it seems
it doesn't seem right. It took a while for me to get recording technology to the point where I can just do analog recording of vocals and guitars and mix it, you know, but doing all the MIDI stuff where you're generating and samples, it is still beyond my expertise.
I don't even want to know.
Right, I was going to say, do you want to do that?
Yeah.
You probably.
Yeah.
You didn't have that back in the day. You had to get guys in together and play, right?
Right.
You
can't go out there, right?
Yep.
But why don't you play one?
Okay. This one, I think I can remember the name of this one. It's Fastest Gun in Town.